Morning, and welcome to episode 3 of the Reticule Presents Installing to Disk. Yes, we're back with Installing to Disk. I'm Jordez, and with me as per usual is...
Nicknameless James.
That's Nicknameless James, like you said.
Yep.
On this episode, we're going to be looking at the Mass Effect 3 ending controversy in the news, Zynga possibly moving to Xbox in the rumor room, James has been playing Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in the Retro Roundup, and I've been playing Twisted Metal in Game of the Week. So let's kick things off with
the news. Bong.
277 Game and GameStation stores have been shut as Game Group went into administration. Both game.co.uk and gamestation.co.uk have been taken down, and all gift cards and reward cards have been suspended. So yeah, we've been talking about this for the past few weeks, Game possibly going into administration, and it's finally happened.
Yep. The main concern is, of course, I've got £2.50 on my games card. How much have you got on yours?
£5.
£5, so it's horrific, frankly.
It is dark times for everyone involved with the production of this show. And I suppose to the 2,104 people who've just lost their jobs.
But I bet they haven't got £7 on a games card, though, have they?
So, yeah, that's 277 game stores. There's still about 320 left.
How's it still open?
Both of them. We've got Game and GameStation.
Oh, God, aren't we lucky?
Yeah.
I went this morning hoping that it'd be boarded up and I could kind of sneak in and get myself a Vita, but it was open, so that plan kind of went down.
Well, you could still sneak in and get yourself a Vita. You'd just be more difficult.
There's only one member of staff working there this morning. I'm sure I could have gone in. I played Splinter Cell before, so I know what I'm doing.
You played Metal Gear last week, and you clearly don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, but that was terrible.
Following fan outrage at the ending to Mass Effect 3, BioWare have announced a new range of game content initiatives that will alter the ending.
Why did they have to call it that?
Because they don't want to say new endings. Because it doesn't sound as cool as Game Content Initiative.
That sounds stupid. It's like on websites where people say they offer solutions. Just say you do marketing. I don't care about solutions. Just call it marketing.
All right. Yes, I'm undecided whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. I'm erring on the side of bad thing.
I don't care.
Because, I think there's got to be some artistic integrity kept from the Mass Effect team. But on the other hand, I've not played the game, so... If it is as bad as everyone else says, then maybe this one's justified. What?
I was about to say, I would complete Mass Effect 2, but I'm still busy mining Uranus on it.
And finally, according to data released by the Entertainment Retailers Association, video game software was the UK's most valuable entertainment retail category of 2011. So yes, it's the first time in the UK that video game software is retailed more than videos. Which makes you wonder...
What, as in, like, videos?
No, not as in VHS, as in the video format, so any...
Moving pictures?
Yes. And yes, that was the news. So, let's move on from the news and let's go to some, what will probably be future news in...
The Rumour Room. Yep.
In James's Rumour Room.
Right. First of all, I'm going to apologise because I think I might be suffering from heat stroke. It's very hot at the moment. And I tried reading my own things and it's very difficult. I'm not sure I can see properly, but we'll give it a go anyway. Bang! No, I won't go for the Trevor McDonald thing.
It's rumours, it's not news.
Backwards? Nob! No. We'll stay away from that. Right. Zipper Interactive, the studio behind SOCOM and MAG, is rumoured to be shut down by Sony. Sony are in the process of closing them down, apparently. They're a first-party studio, and MAG and SOCOM, but MAG wasn't as big as everyone expected, and the last SOCOM game came out during 2011 in that big No Man's Land summary bit when everyone was outside playing hopscotch. So... they haven't done too well in recent times.
Yeah, MAG, I think the name really put me off it.
Yeah, exactly.
Massive action game.
That is the worst name in the history of video games.
Yeah, that's the only reason I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Well, despite that and the fact that I don't play online games.
Yeah, because people online are idiots. That's a fact, proven by me. Professor Nicknameless James. Anything to say on that other than...
There's a lot of video game studios being closed down, so this will be another sad one to put on the pile.
Salute for them, Jordan. Zynga Games might be heading to Xbox. Now, these are the people who brought Farmville, Cityville, Mafia Wars, all kind of Facebook games.
Gagaville, Villeville.
Villeville.
Vaudevillianville.
Yeah, Ville. Wilhelm von, no.
Wilhelm Scream.
I just want to point out that it's apparently a statement from Mark Pincus, the Zynga CEO, and he hasn't said that it's definitely going to be on Xbox. He said that they're bringing in some kind of back-end technology that will allow them, for example, to allow you to play a game on PC, pause it, and then load it up on Xbox, and the controls will be... the gameplay will be the same, just the controls will be switched, so you can now play it on Xbox. But I don't know whether he was just using that as an example.
In fairness, he and the guy behind Angry Birds are two of the craziest people ever. Everything they say is nonsensical. No, Notch is... He doesn't say anything really crazy.
He just gives money away.
Yeah. Whereas Angry Birds said that guy says that Angry Birds is no longer just a game. Bird. It's going to be
a lifestyle.
Yeah. Basically.
Angry Birds is a state of mind.
Yeah. And the Zynga guy says that he's basically king of the world. So they're both crazy as each other, so anything they say I instantly disregard.
Okay, we can count that one out then.
Oh, it's probably true.
That's probably true. Well, that's the beauty of the rumour room. These rumours are true and or false.
Schrodinger's rumours.
Yeah, covered ourselves there. Another point of view from some analysts somewhere. They seem to be very mouthy this time of year, commenting on stuff. A analyst has commented on the no disc rumour for the upcoming Xbox.
All right.
Was it last episode we mentioned this?
Yeah, it was last episode.
Basically, one of the rumours about the next Xbox is that they're doing away with discs entirely, and it would just be download to the console or some mystical kind of storage media that allows you to take it to another console, just like the PlayStation 1 back in 1997. We believe a digital-only Xbox is unlikely given risks to both Microsoft's market share and the gaming ecosystem as a whole. From any attempt to kill used games.
Well, used games are dying out anyway.
However, we do believe that Microsoft may be targeting a cheaper physical solution in an effort to keep... See, this is the problem with my handwriting. Basically, they're not going to do it, but he reckons they think they're going to use some other cheaper form of storage thing to make initial adoption of the console much greater than it would be otherwise.
So what he's saying, that they're going to do away with discs and use USB sticks instead. Therefore, it will be discless. So what he said is contradicted himself.
I didn't say it like
disregarded.
That. Disregarded. Yeah. According to website Tom's Guide, Bethesda and ZeniMax are poised to announce a Elder Scrolls MMO this May. This is a rumour that's been around for quite a while. I think there's been...
I'm not sure it's so much as a rumour as in a wish from so many
including
gamers.
Me. I haven't played Skyrim yet, though, so... It's been rumoured since 2006, following the launch of Oblivion. And adding to the whole rumour thing is the fact that ZeniMax were looking for... they had job positions going, asking for people with experience of MMO to... So come join their ranks. And I think people assumed that was going to be for Fallout, but it's pointing towards Elder Scrolls theme stuff. Three sources have all confirmed, but one added to that saying that there's going to be three factions that are going to be playable, and they're going to be represented by a lion, a dragon, and some kind of bird of prey.
So literally everyone will be going for the dragon one.
I wouldn't. I'll go for the lion.
All right.
Yeah. So that's your theory versus, shot down.
You versus an entire army.
Yeah, but I'm wicked at those sort of games.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, whilst we're on Bethesda, might as well just point out that a trademark has been submitted for something called Dawnguard DLC. Was it last week or at some point? I need to listen to our podcast, I really do. One of them, I said there was rumours of possible DLC for Skyrim. This is probably it.
Yep.
Anything to say?
Well, I don't remember you saying there was possible DLC for Skyrim, but I'd be amazed.
I probably made it up, though.
I mean, remember Oblivion and their horse armor DLC, so they've shown that they're not...
I think I remember that. Was that the war horse? Or am I thinking of Red Dead?
They've shown that they're not scared of bringing DLC out. Well, they did do some good ones after that, like the Shivering Isles expansion.
Did you play Prey?
No, I didn't. I heard decent things about it, though.
Right, I never did either, but apparently Prey 2, sequel to the 2006 shooter, has been cancelled by ZeniMax. Bring them back up again. A Dutch gaming website has made the claim, and a official... What's the word?
Spokesman.
Someone's going to say something next week about it.
Representative?
Yeah, what do you think?
Spokesman. yeah, well, I've not heard of Prey for a fair while.
I think... I always get Prey mixed up with Fear.
Yeah, I've a connection between the two in my head as well. But I remember there was talks about the sequel a couple of years ago, and it like blew up quite big. But since then, I've not heard anything, so I'd assumed I had been canned. So I believe that.
Cool, fair enough. We've both played Mini Ninjas, haven't we?
Unfortunately.
I quite enjoyed it. Did you?
Yeah, it was 6 hours.
It was different, wasn't it? It was something different, just to...
As a kid's game, it was one of the best out there.
I'd rank it up there with Diablo 2.
I'd have ranked it higher.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, some of us are wrong. Silicon Era have found a trademark filed for Mini Ninjas Heroes Adventure. Apparently it's going to be published by Square Enix.
Squeenix?
Squeenix are going to be publishing it. The actual developer, though, is unknown, as the studio that originally works on it is currently working on Hitman.
That's a bit of a switch, isn't it?
It is,
Mini Ninjas, Hitman. Wow. I would never have guessed that they wouldn't go on to Hitman.
I had to read it about 3 or 4 times when I found it on the net just to, you know, for it to sink in properly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the main point.
I forgot what the actual rumour was.
Sequel to Mini Ninjas.
I don't know how well Mini Ninjas did, but...
Neither do I.
With kids' games, they can normally just bash out somewhere quickly, sell it for a profit, so it won't surprise me.
Job done. And it'll probably be good as well. And there's been quite a lot of rumours about GTA 5 in the past few days, you might have heard about. Have you? No? Oh, you're meant to be a games journalist. What are you playing at?
Well, I was playing Twisted Metal.
Oh, okay. A first rumour, just a quick point from an analyst who reckons March next year for release GTA 5. But then over the weekend, a lot of supposed information came out when someone was laid off at Rockstar North, just for general misconduct, apparently. And seeing as they were no longer working at the studio, and no longer under obligation from any NDAs, non-disclosure agreements and whatever, they just released everything they knew.
I'm sure that's not... There's got to be some...
I know, just saying it doesn't seem right, but this is apparently what someone's wrote on a forum, just giving all this information out.
Yeah. Didn't NDAs not count once your contract's up? Because otherwise...
I have signed one. I can't remember what's on it.
Probably should have read that fine print.
Nah, it's fine. It's cool. Apparently the release date is May 2013, but no official date just yet, as there still needs to do testing on it. And there's really a lot of information on there. I haven't written it all down, as the podcast's only about half an hour long. But some main points are customizable guns and weapons. The map size is 5 times the size of GTA 4. And the police have had a major upgrade, apparently, so that when you've got like the highest star ratings and the police lose you, they will actively still search for you for 24 hours in-game.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense instead of going, this guy's just killed 7,000 people, but we've lost him for a minute, so, you know, it's cool.
Exactly. I think that's 4 stars, they search for 24 hours, and then when it goes up, they'll search for 72 hours, and the military will get involved, and the police now have more tactics, such as riot shields and flashbangs.
Yeah.
This is all coming from that one source, though, so how much of it is true, we don't know. And also, when you start committing crimes, the radio stations will start talking about it.
That's
and
nice
giving out warnings. And traffic reports are accurate, apparently. Which would be nice.
This does sound more like a wish list than...
Yeah.
What might come into the game.
It's hard to...
I'll go with feasible. Yeah. Feasible. Although, the fact that the whole NDA firing story doesn't really ring accurate with me, so skeptical about it, skeptical.
That's fair. And that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah. Get out of my rumour room.
So that was the rumour room, as James said, and we might as well carry on with you, James.
Aren't I lucky?
And move straight on to the Retro Roundup. Last podcast, you were tasked with playing Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. How did you find it?
Well, it was terrible, so instead I played Muppet Land.
You're not allowed to do this.
Listen, it was terrible, so instead I played Muppet Land Adventure.
That was the
Chaos
entire
of the Carnival,
point of giving it
but
to
that
you.
Turned out to be crap as well, so I ended up playing Roger Clemens MVP Baseball, and that turned out to be really quite good. So, onwards, Game of the Week.
No. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
What about it?
You gotta talk about it.
It was honestly, it's a walking simulator. Nothing more than
also
a broken walking simulator. A broken walking simulator. It first starts up and it looks really nice. It's got a really nice kind of Victorian kind of, I don't know when it's set, it could be set in 1958 for all I know, but they all look really nice and Victorian, blah blah blah. Walking down the street, everyone's trying to kill you. You're just a normal scientist walking down the street. There's women walking past who just, I don't know, they'll probably stab you or something. There's people walking past dropping bombs. Dogs and cats are chasing after you. There's birds trying to crap on you. Everywhere you go, stuff's trying to kill you. And I was walking, continuously walking right for about 5 minutes thinking, is anything that this going to end? And then eventually I reached the end of the level, onto a graveyard level, kept walking right, avoided some things. Then I thought I died, but then I just turned into Professor Hyde or Jekyll thing, whatever it's called. And then you walk the other way. And all these things are trying to kill me. And it was terrible. So I thought, right, I'm not playing this again. So that's when Muppet Land Adventure, Chaos at the Carnival came in. And that is the worst game I've ever played.
Worse than Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Worse. Worse than E.T. gameplay-wise.
Really?
Yeah. Really bad. I'm not even going to talk about it. But then I played Roger Clemens MVP Baseball. And I was actually really quite impressed. That's really nice. It was on NES, I think. Yeah, it was on NES. Good game. I liked it. I don't really know what's going on in baseball, but I liked it. Roger Clemens obviously knows what he's doing because it's a pretty good game.
Okay. So, wait, thumbs up or thumbs down for all three of them?
Right. Jekyll versus Hyde, thumbs down.
Yep.
Muppet Land Adventure, Chaos at the Carnival, thumbs down. Roger Clemens, MVP Baseball, thumbs up.
Right. I'm tempted to change what I've got written down here.
I'll just play something else anyway.
I was feeling quite bad about making you play Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, because it is one of the worst games of all time. So I was going to give you a good game, but you didn't even play it. So
I did play it.
Fine, I'll give you...
I've done three times the work this week.
I'll be amazed if you don't like this game. It's Rock and Roll Racing.
Rock and Roll Racing.
It's a 2D racing game set on an isometric grid.
Yeah.
And it's quite difficult to get the hang of at first.
Oh, so I'm immense at racing games.
But once you do, you'll love it. This was on the SNES, the Mega Drive, and the Game Boy Advance, and was released in 1993.
Nice. Looking forward to it. A lot of racing games.
So that was the Retro Roundup.
It was alright, wasn't it?
Yeah, not too bad. So let's move on to
Game of the Week.
This week I have been playing Twisted Metal, the new game of the old series, and as I'm going to mention every time a game is named the same as the original, stop doing that. I mentioned this recently with the SSX review, last podcast actually. So yeah, stop it, Twisted Metal.
Stop it, everyone.
Stop it, Medal of Honor. Just stop it. Before I even started the game, I was put in a bad mood by the title, so it wasn't a good start. Then I started playing a bit, and it does feel pretty much like Twisted Metal Black, the last one I played, which was on PlayStation 2. The gameplay and everything, pretty much identical in my mind. So that was good. It had very good gameplay. I played the story mode, and that's where things started going a bit downhill. I was annoyed that the characters weren't specialised to a character, so your characters just felt like they could be anyone. And yeah, the story mode was just a load of completely random battles linked together by live action cutscenes, which were really weird, and they weren't particularly well acted. And they were, yeah, they put me out of mind of Sin City, though, because they're really highly stylized.
Oh, I thought you said Sim City.
No, Sin.
Yeah, Sim City, I was thinking. What do you mean? What are the cutscenes in Sim City? What the faces in the corner of the Sims on their way to work? I mean, that's not, can't be right.
But no, it felt like Sin City mixed right. with Command & Conquer cutscenes.
Oh, I haven't seen or played either of them.
Red Alert. Well, Sin City, yeah.
I played it? Hellboy. No, I've watched Hellboy, sorry, if that's...
Oh, that's no help. Yeah. And the story mode was... It's absolutely nonsensical. The story makes no sense. It's full of plot holes. It brings in elements and then doesn't revisit them. I'm not expecting a great storyline, but if you're going to put the effort of doing live action and everything, at least make it decent.
So, I'm just going to ask. I was a big fan of the original Twisted Metals.
Yes.
And the story in those was just... Was it Calypso? Calipo? I don't know. There's Calypso. The little ice pop guy. Will grant anyone a wish who got to the end. What's the story this time?
That's the same.
It's the same?
Yeah.
But there's three clans that...
The clans don't come into it.
There's three people fighting to...
Well, what happens is Sweet Tooth tries to get his wish. And, yeah, that happens. Then he moves on to a next story with one of the Grimm brothers trying to get his wish. And then he moves on to the next story with Dollface trying to get her wish.
So is it split into three chapters?
Yeah.
Right.
Which that also put me in mind of Sin City.
Right. The more I hear about this, the more I don't like the idea of it.
Yeah, it's it gets worse though, because it just brings in loads of elements that just don't make sense and that aren't revisited. The gameplay though, it's decent, but the game is on a whole. It just seems pointless. It's really hard to describe why, but I mean, it's probably good if you've got like. A couple of consoles linked up and you're playing it through LAN with like eight people just all mashing at each other, and online it's pretty decent, but it doesn't feel like a full game. There's not enough to keep me entertained for more than a couple of hours, and I think that's its biggest downfall. But as a one-off, if you've got like half an hour and you just want to play a game for a bit, it's decent.
So this is my top tip then. If you're looking for a game just to play for a short time, save yourself £40.
Mm.
Go on the PlayStation Network and download Twisted Metal 2, or whatever it is, the original PS1 classic, because it's on the PS1.
Well, Twisted Metal's the original one.
Twisted Metal. Download that. It'll be just as fun. You can have the original characters with their own car, Mr. Slam, Axel, stuff like that, Spectre. Just pick one of those, you'll have a load of fun. That's my tip.
I agree.
Yeah.
That is entirely what I would do. And I think that's the better option. Just one last thing. Do you know that was a launch title for PlayStation 1? Twisted Metal.
Was it?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's the longest running PlayStation series. So yeah, that is Twisted Metal, and that was Game of the Week. And Twisted Metal was released fairly recently, and I can't remember when.
Last month, was it?
Yeah, about last
Something
month.
Like that.
We had it in our release schedule in the past.
Yeah, but that's not the point, though. You should all be outside at the moment. The weather's nice. Don't worry about Twisted Metal.
If you're not outside, though, then we'll help you out with...
The release schedule.
On the 23rd of March, Wii Sing Pop was released for the Wii, and... Poke Park 2 also was.
Sorry, what was the first one?
We Sing Pop.
We Sing Pop.
We Sing Pop.
We Sing Pop.
We. Sing.
Sing.
Pop.
Pop.
As in, We Sing Pop music.
We Sing Pop.
Yes. You got that?
Yeah, I got it.
That was released on the Wii as well as Poke Park 2.
What was Pokemon. Right. Can't they just give things proper names?
Oh, well, you
Drive,
like...
Drive, shoot, kill.
You'll like this one. On the PC... Ashtung Operation Star was released.
Oh, for God's
sake. Along with Police Simulator 2.
Sweet. That's more like it.
On the 3DS, Azada, Kid Icarus Uprising, and Four Elements was released. This is all on the 23rd still. And on the PlayStation 3, Armored Core 5 and Ninja Gaiden 3 were released. And on the Xbox 360, Armored Core 5, Ninja Gaiden 3, and Zumba Fitness Rush were all released.
Sweet. Sweet.
On the 30th, for the PC, Captain Morgaine and the Golden Turtle was released alongside Stone Quarry Simulator.
Stone Quarry
Simulator. I don't understand if you're simulating the quarry itself or people working on it.
Well, it doesn't say.
No.
Like someone quarrying, so you must be a rock face, just gradually eroding over time.
It sounds good. And finally, on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox, Silent Hill HD, Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm, Tiger Woods 13, and Warriors Orochi 3 were released on the 30th.
They must have random word generators at these companies.
I agree. On the 4th of April, Devil May Cry HD was released for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Not the original one.
Nope. And that is your release schedule.
Woo.
Indeed, woo. So we're going to end this episode by just looking at what's been on the reticule recently. Chris has been looking at new screens for Dishonored. And Kevin has been playing League of Legends in his new fortnightly article, The Best of Free Online Gaming.
Cool.
So that was episode 3 of The Reticule Presents Installing to Disk. Yes?
Now MasterChef is gone. James's Formula One.
No,
fun
it just
time.
Gets worse.
Yeah. First race is brilliant. Jensen Button on pole. Guy's a legend. Second race, Fernando won, a bit disappointed, but Lewis did alright. Button didn't do so well. But yeah, it was worth it just for seeing Vettel swearing at Carter Kyan. So, next race is on the 15th. That's China. Come on, McLaren. Do us proud. That was James's Formula One fun time.
When does MasterChef come back or Formula One finish?
Formula One finishes in, like, November.
Oh, God.
And MasterChef will start, like, next January or something. So you get a month off.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Cut that out, I'm going to kill you.
That was episode 3 of the Reticule Presents Installing to Disk. Any last words, James?
No.
And I will go with goodbye. Bye.